Victoria on Boxing Day. Disappointment today.
After Lloyd Mayer's show, wasn't it? I thought we just got what we deserved today. We often puffed, but we didn't create enough. We didn't defend well enough to get anything from the game.
First half, shaded that one, I thought. Had the chances, had opportunities.
Yeah, we had half chances. Mick had half chance early on where he, you know, the keeper saved it. I thought Mickey might have got it across the face of the walk on it, but he didn't. A few half chances, but I still think we were second. We were second today, I thought, all round at the back midfield, no front. We didn't play to what we can do, for whatever reason. Actually, if you go through the team, I don't think many come out with much credit today like they did on Boxing Day.
You sort of changed it around so that Jellyman went into centre midfield and Jake Buxton came back, so it was pretty much the nucleus of Boxing Day. It's unbelievable to think that
it's
the same side.
Yeah, it's the same side. A couple of positional changes like Bucko come back in, like I said, Jellyman's there. We lost Jelly, you know, for his teeth knocked out and he's with a concussion or whatever, but he should be alright for New Year's Day. But like you said, we didn't perform. Conditions weren't the best, but they played in the same conditions. There's no two ways about that. I thought they probably deserved a win on the second half performance.
You could see why Accrington have got a good away record, though, could you, today?
No doubt about that. I think, like I said to you lads the other day, they've got one of the best records in the league away from, I think, 5-6 now, I think, maybe. You know, so. Well, that's what we've got to look at, and we've got to get cracking. You know, there's one or two results gone for us down there, one or two gone against us, but we had a good chance today with a good result against them to get out of the bottom four, but we didn't take it.
The fans on our side thought that the first goal there was a possibility of offside. Could you see anything from it?
Yeah, well, Muggy, I couldn't see what I thought. Muggy's had a chat with Muggy. Muggy thought it was offside, but you know, he hasn't did it. Muggy's just got an answer, and he's just found it in his path, like probably he's. Touch and go, but we'll have to look at the video. It doesn't matter whether they're offside or not, he's giving it. And if we get a goal against us, we've got to be strong enough characters to come back and do something about it. And just now, we haven't got that character or whatever, I don't think, in the team to come back from going behind. When we go behind, we struggle to get back in the game, which is a load of rubbish. You've got to be strong enough characters. We're alright when we get a goal up. We're going on, but when we get a goal, we've got to look at that situation and address it as soon as possible.
Of course, the game's pretty much over with the penalty and injury time. Any fury about that one?
No, not really. We have good possession again. I think we've been in good possession of the ball, give it away, and the lads clear, and unfortunately, they've already been back in. But it wasn't just straight there. We've just got two yellow cards. So. I don't know whether he misses the MK Dons game or the next Saturday's game. I'm not too sure.
Did today heighten the need to bring new players in January?
It didn't need to heighten the need to bring new players, and we've known that for the last few weeks. We know that when we've got the small squad, what we've got, it won't make it any more difficult to bring them in or whatever, or got to bring them in. They were coming in anyway, so it just highlights that we need to bring players in, which we've been saying all along.
And the small matter on New Year's Day now, going to the runaway leaders, MK Dons.
Well, they just said they'd let themselves down, and you can't just play one book in the top team like Peterborough and do what they did. Come out, no disrespect, come at home second, and you've just got to roll your sleeve up and sometimes battle result out. And I thought we're out battling, and that does disappoint me.
What about MK Dons? That one's going to be a tough one, but you've just got to put this aside now and sort of build from it, don't you?
No good feeling sorry for this. I just said to the lads that, you know, you can't feel sorry for yourself. So if you think you want MK Dons to go out there, top of the league, and we're down there, you just got to roll your sleeves up and battle life out to get a result.
We have faces back. Will Alex John Baptiste be back? What's the latest?
Well, we don't know. We've only got it. Like you say, it's very close. It's only 3 days before we play down there, so we'll just do this with how he is in the morning when he's in for treatment.
Thanks, Bill.
Just a quick word about
Just approach it on the court, get the strength, just put we've got to show more fight.
Billy, you had a chance today to climb out of the bottom two and have missed out. What's disappointed you about today?
Disappointed because we didn't show the character or the fight or whatever we thought we showed against Peterborough the other day. Whether we thought we just could go out again after two, we just set them last 2 or 3 days. I don't think this will be easy because it'll be as hard as Peterborough. And if you think it's going to be easy, you'll come unstuck and we haven't done.
Yeah, it seemed you had that chance very early on with Vicky Balding. Matt Hampshire had another close chance in the first half. There weren't loads, were there?
No, we didn't create enough chances. You know, but two chances, one goes in, I think it's a different game, but we've got to stick them in. I think it was a pinball, wasn't it, when Ammons put that, I think it was shot before, and then he got to John's head and he had it back in, come out, and he just sliced it wide, but I think he had a good chance early. But these things happen. But like I said early on in the interview, it disappoints me because, you know, I don't think we should, when we go broke down, we've got to show more character and fight and endeavour, whatever it is, to get back into the game, and we didn't do that today.
It seems to be a problem sort of long instilled at Mansfield that you can get a result against the better teams and then the game after it doesn't quite follow on.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know about that. We've been the same more or less players out there apart from Booker going back in today, as we did against Peterborough, and for whatever reason I just didn't think we should have fight or whatever you want to call it to get the result today. We had chances but I still think it was out fought and out running time either weary or whatever, I don't know, but every club's the same just now in our league. They're no biggest squad than us, I think, but I thought they were more determined and caused us more problems than we caused them.
You say you've got a small squad, you're going to miss Martin McIntosh as well now after he was...
Yeah, well, I don't know whether he misses this MK Dons one or the Saturday one, I'm not too sure how it kicks in just now with all these matches coming up. You know, 2 yellows, I think it is, isn't it? He's got sent off on, not a straight red. So I'll just have to see, I'll just have to look, have a look at that and I'll work with secretary as soon as I can.
Any chance I'll let John Baptiste be back to come
back? We never know. I don't think... He's done a little bit of light training today, but he's nowhere near ready today, so we'll just have to see how he has treatment tomorrow.
And you start the new year, couldn't be much tougher, could it, MK Dons away?
No, it's easy one, isn't it, on paper. It's MK Dons, good stadium. They've won the last 2 away matches, they'll be flying now, I think they're about, I don't know, they're 8-10 points, we're at the top of that, something like that. So they'll be easy spotted for them, you might say, but we've got to go down there determined. And put a performance on like we did against Peterborough.
That's a way form, isn't it? That's probably the New Year's resolution.
Yeah, that's the New Year's resolution. So, you can't pick an harder place to start than against MK Dons, can you? So, you just have to see who's available and what sort of condition they're in when we go down there physically wise for Tuesday. Thank you. Like I said, 1 or 2 results have gone for us, 1 or 2 have gone against us. Why should we be relying on other results when we've got a great result for the day? We've got a good chance to go out of the bottom 3 or 4 today with a win. But it wasn't to be. I thought the better team won on the second half performance, really.
Is it perhaps an early goal the key for us away? Because we seem, like you just mentioned earlier, we seem to play a hell of a lot better.
We've got to be we've got to show more character if we go goal down. And I just don't think we feel sorry for ourselves if we go goal down. And still, I don't know how long there was left when this score kind of went 1-1.
Quarter now, I think.
So we're still trying to get something out of the game, right? And then we get 2 and then it's dead and buried, then, aren't you? Because that Dave got the 2-0 goal cushion and we got one back, but it's too late. So
just Ed's going down to.
I just think whether Ed's go down, I just think they feel sorry for themselves and they haven't got the belief in that there's time left in the football match, even if there's a minute or 2 minutes left to get something out of the game. And that doesn't seem to be the case with us. Okay.
Do you think that could change if you can get the right players in January? Do you think
it's going to change? You've got a new face, isn't it? It always brings a little bit of freshness to the club or whatever. You know, we keep saying we need players in. You know, nobody knows that more than me and the players in the dressing room. I said to the lads for the last few weeks with the players coming in. You know, but that's only to help them in there. Nothing against them, but we need a little bit of a lift. And I think the lift we need is extra new faces in the dressing room.
But I mean, would someone like of that mould who, you know, can roll the sleeves up and get everyone going behind it?
Because these can roll the sleeves up. These roll the sleeves up against Peterborough.
Yeah, yeah.
It wouldn't matter that. They rolled the sleeves up against Peterborough. They won the tackle. They got the bodies in the way. They weren't going to get beat.
Yeah.
But today, we didn't do that.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine for me. Thank you very much.
I'm joined by Manchester Town boss Billy Deedon. And Billy, after such a solid performance against Peterborough, you must be bitterly disappointed.
Very disappointed in our performance today. All right, conditions, poor conditions, wind in West Texas. They played in the same conditions. They adapted better than us, and they showed more character and willingness to win the game than us. Which disappointed
me. And in the second half, particularly, it seemed that Accrington maybe wanted it a bit more. They fought a bit more.
I thought Accrington deserved the win, simple as that. First half had a couple of half chances, but we didn't take them. But full marks to them, they came at us and they got the goals. So I'm disappointed that we, when we go one run down, we can't show enough character to come back into the game. Whether they feel sorry for themselves or not, I'm not too sure, but it's no good doing that. They've got to believe in themselves that they can get back in the game, because it's a quarter of an hour to go, and then they go 2-0 down, and then they get one back, which is 2-0 later.
And do you have any complaints about that first goal? It's quite a lot
offside. No, they said he were offside, but the referee's made the decision, and the linesman, and he's just got an hand to it, he just found it in his back. Probably if he hadn't got an hand to it, he might have given him offside, because he's going in towards goal a little bit further then, but. Some go for you, some go against you. There's probably a bit of a question mark about our goal, but it doesn't matter anyway, because it's just a consolation goal, and whether ours was offside or not.
As you said, the first goal does seem to be key against Peterborough. First goal, and it lifted the team, gave them something to defend today. Not quite the response that you've hoped for.
No, I didn't get the response we hoped for, you know. We didn't perform nothing like we did against Peterborough today. Alright, you might say Peterborough are a better team than Accrington or whatever, bigger club or whatever, and anything like that, but Accrington are one of the best away records in the league, and you can see why that is today. They came in, they battled the results out, and like I said, second half, they deserved the win.
We're very much a golden opportunity missed to get out of that relegation zone today.
Big opportunity, because you've only got to get a win today, and we go out of the bottom 3 or 4 where the results have been, and that does disappoint me. But we've got to start again now, and there's not an harder place to go and start to get an away win than at MK Dons on Tuesday.
How will you shape up for that? Is it going to be hard lifting the players after today to
I think when you go down there to MK Dons, the place will lift a lot. It's a lovely stadium. I saw them play last week against Brentford. A bit fortunate to get a draw against Brentford, but we're going down there after a good win against Peter and a bad result against Accrington. So we've got to do something about it. But a performance in at MK might be doing against Peterborough.
How frustrated is it that you don't seem to be able to sort of string two wins together?
Well, we had a great opportunity today, didn't we? And we didn't take it, and that it just drives you daft at times, So we've just got to get ready and travel down there on Tuesday.
And looking ahead to the second half of the season, if Mansfield Town are to get out of this mess, it's very important that the away form's turned around.
Got to be sooner rather than later. It's as simple as that. You can't rely on your own form. We've got our own record. That's the first call we've had against us on here for 500 minutes, I think, something like that, football, which we made United in a bit of a fortress here, and that's what makes it a better win for Accrington than it looks on paper, because they've come here and beat a team like Good who've not conceded a goal for 4 or 5 matches, and they've beat 2-0.
And resources wise, on the playing side of things, it's a bit stretched to say the least, and now McIntosh out, that must be a bit blur.
Yeah, well, Mac is out. I don't know whether he's out for the MK Dons one or the game on Saturday at Brighton. I'm not too sure whether it kicks in right away or it's 7 days. I'm not too sure. 2 yellow cards just now. There's that game coming up. So that does disappoint us. He's sent off, but he comes through a stupid play for us. But he got sent off. We're good possessing the ball, and we don't get it clear. And so we've got 2 down there, and, you know, which game sent on match then, isn't it, really?
Yeah, and the transfer window about to open in a few days. How important is it to bring some players in just to freshen the atmosphere?
It's not. I mean, we've always been going on about the window. I mean, the window's been open all season, hasn't it? To go into January, to get somebody when it gets to January. And that's what we've been doing. It's not a new thing that. With the results of the year now, that we've got to go. We've always been going to bring somebody in January, and it needs it doing sooner rather than later now, and just to freshen the place up. That's what we'll be doing.
Just give the current playing staff a bit of a lift as well.
Yeah, that's right. The lads know. I've said some weeks ago that the players coming in, but it's only 12 for everybody in the club. Nothing against the lads, but they've got to realise that. You know, we're not doing it week in, week out. That's why we've got to the league, and something's got to be done out about it. And we'll be doing something about it in January.
Thanks for your time, Billy.
Pleasure.
Still, good luck.